Good morning, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the conference call. Leonard, please be in your call and I'll be standing by. Thank you.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the ASM Pacific Technology 2018 Annual Results Announcement Investor Conference Call. Before we proceed, I would like to note that during this conference call, there may be certain forward-looking statements with respect to ASM Pacific Technology's business and financial conditions. Such forward-looking statements may involve known and unknown uncertainties and risks which could cause actual results, performance, and events to differ materially from those expressed or implied during the conference call. For your reference, the IR presentation related to our 2018 annual results can be downloaded from our website, www.asmpacific.com. With us this morning are Mr. W.K. Lee, CEO of ASM Pacific Technology, and Mr. Robin Ng, CFO of ASM Pacific Technology. We will start with a brief discussion about our 2018 annual results, followed by a Q&A session. Without further ado, let me hand this over to Mr. W.K. Lee. Mr. Lee, please.
Thank you, Leonard. Good morning and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We appreciate your joining us for our 2018 fourth quarter and full year investor conference call today. I will first provide you with a summary of the company's performance, followed by the Q&A section. We are very pleased to report that building on the momentum and achievement of the past 2 years, 2018 was yet another solid year for ASMPT. Both good bookings and billing attained new records. Group revenue grew 11.6% year-on-year to $2.49 billion. Group revenue has in fact consecutively set new records over the past 3 years. Group bookings grew 10% year-on-year to $2.57 billion in 2018, setting a new record. Book-to-bill ratio was 1.03. Backlog as of the end of the year was 654.9 billion US dollars, which was a growth of 21.6% year-on-year. Booking of both the back-end equipment and the SMT solution segment achieved year-on-year double-digit growth rates, with booking of the SMT solution segment having attained a new record. The solid performance of the group was largely driven by the strong demand for IC discrete equipment, leaf frames, and SMT solutions. All the three business segments achieved new revenue records in both 2017 and 2018. Also, we are pleased to see good progress from businesses that we have acquired over the past few years, as the SMT solution segment and ALSI continue to deliver outstanding results. The SMT solution segment's revenue exceeded $1 billion in 2018, with a record 7 profit of $1.27 billion Hong Kong dollars. ALSI, the laser business that was acquired in 2014, achieved a new record in revenue in 2018 that was around fivefold that of 2014. Gross margin of the group was 38% for 2018, which was a 2.2% reduction compared with the previous year. Q4 group cost margin was likely impacted by a few factors. Approximately 1.6% was due to the one-time impairment of inventory due to the discontinuation of the solar business. Other factors include higher revenue contribution from the SMT solution segment, lower margin for SMT equipment due to penetrations into the China brand smartphone market, product mixes, purchase price allocation expenses related to new acquisitions, higher inventory reduction leading to lower production capacity utilizations. Now I will turn to giving you more detailed insights into the individual business segments. The bank equipment segment attained consecutive new billing records in both 2017 and 2018. Last year, revenue of our back-end equipment business grew 7.3% to $1.18 billion, contributing 47.4% of the group's total revenue. The segment continued to retain the number one position in the global market and further widened the revenue gap with its closest rival. The IC discrete market led the growth of the back-end equipment business last year. It was the largest market by revenue for the segment and delivered a year-on-year growth of over 34% in 2018. automotive electronics, IoT, power management, RF filters, and advanced packaging were the drivers of growth in this market segment. Advanced packaging contributed to more than 10% of the revenue of the back-end equipment segment in 2018, even before counting in the one-quarter contribution from the newly acquired ASMLEX business. We anticipate that contribution from advanced packaging will further increase in 2019. Advanced packaging has become a key growth driver for our back-end equipment segment. The acquisition of the ASMLEX business in the fourth quarter has further strengthened our position in the advanced packaging market, as evident in the significant contribution to the booking of our back-end equipment segment in the last quarter of 2018. The group is confident that our investment in advanced packaging over the past few years has put ASMPT well ahead of its peers, and anticipates that revenue from advanced packaging will further increase in 2019, helping the group to sell through the industry low cycles like the one that has been expected for 2019 by many industry analysts and participants. Revenue of our optoelectronic business in 2018 was comparable to 2017. It achieved a strong year-on-year growth during the first half of the year, but suffered from a weak market demand during the second half. On a full-year basis, revenue of our optoelectronics business increased slightly by 1.7%. Revenue of our CIS business experienced a contraction of 18% as compared with 2017, mainly due to customers delaying the delivery of some equipment to 2019. The business performed quite well during the first half of 2018. In fact, it attained a new billing record in the second quarter last year. However, business was affected by the notable slowdown of smartphone shipment during the second half of the year, when we started receiving customers' requests to push back delivery. New order bookings for back-end equipment in 2018 grew 11.9% as compared with 2017. New order bookings for the second half and the fourth quarter grew 5% and 4% year-on-year, respectively. Booking for advanced packaging equipment contributed to the positive year-on-year growth achieved in Q4 last year. However, booking for the rest of the back-end equipment was weak towards year-end. The trade war between the two largest economic powers in the world had probably affected the investment confidence of our customer. Gross margin of this segment was 45.9% last year, a reduction of 2.1% as compared with the previous year. Reduction in gross margin was mainly related to product mix and the slowdown of the segment's production runway during the second half of last year in anticipation of a possible market slowdown in 2019. ASP and costs of our products were relatively stable. The material segment continue to set new billing records in 2018. Both revenue of the year and revenue for the first half of the year attended new records. Revenue of the segment amounted to $287.8 million, representing a growth of 5.2% from the previous year. After consecutively breaking new records over the first three quarters in 2018, the revenue of the segment in the fourth quarter contracted 22.3% and 7.8% from the preceding quarter and the same period a year ago, respectively. This contraction reflected that the global semiconductor industry is entering into a period of correction after the long super cycle over the past few years. In 2018, the SMT solution segment did exceptionally well. The segment achieved new records in billings, booking, and segment profit consecutively for the past 2 years. In 2018, its revenue grew 19.1% to $1.03 billion, contributing 41.1% to the group's revenue. In the fourth quarter, the segment set another new revenue record with an amount of $315.5 million, representing growth of 40.3% and 12.9% against the same period of the previous year and the preceding quarter, respectively. Booking of the SMT solution segment grew 16.7% in 2018 to $1.07 billion, attaining yet another new record. Demand for automotive electronics, industrial, and IoT contributed to the strong growth of the SMT solution business. We also expanded our market share in the supply chain for China brand smartphones and made significant penetration into the India market. Gross margin of the SMT solutions business in 2018 was 36.5%, which is a reduction of 2.4% year-on-year. The segment achieved a segment result margin of 15.9%, reflecting a drop of 0.2% over 2017. While the first three quarters of 2018 has been strong, the group ended the year with some uncertainties ahead. Both indicators, booking of lead frames and group bookings in the fourth quarter. Pointed to a possible slowdown of the semiconductor market in 2019. However, fundamental drivers for the long-term growth of the global semiconductor industry remain unchanged. Many new technologies and applications such as AI, big data analytics, high-performance computing, data centers, 5G communication, IoT, Industry 4.0, ADAS, virtual reality, and augmented reality, to name a few, are driving demand for semiconductor devices. Nevertheless, we expect 2019 to be a challenging year for the industry, not only for SMPT. Group revenue is likely to register a year-on-year drop, although we forecast it to be small at this moment, as demand for advanced packaging equipment is expected to offset part of the weaknesses in demand for other capacity-related equipment. With the soft booking received in the last quarter of 2018, we forecast group revenue for the first quarter of 2019 to be in the range of $460 to $510 million, representing reductions both quarter and quarter and year on year. We also anticipate first quarter revenue of 2019 for our back-end equipment segment to be flat or a small dip as compared to the previous quarter, and revenue for the SMT solution segment to come down from its peak in the last quarter, but likely to register a year-on-year growth. Group booking in the first quarter is likely to be flat or rebound slightly from the fourth quarter of 2018. Group gross margin is expected to be at the mid-30% level due to lower revenue forecasts. With this, we thank you for your attention, and we are ready to take your questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask for a question, please press star 1. Once again, it's star 1 to register for a question. Thank you. Our first questions come from Donnie Tang from Nomura Security. Please go ahead.
Good morning, CEO and Leonard. My first question is a housekeeping question. CEO, could you repeat again your last few sentences? I heard you mentioned about gross margin, but I did not remember the numbers.
Oh, okay, thank you. We expect gross margin for our first quarter to be at the mid 30% level due to lower revenue forecast.
Oh, got it. And then my first question is regarding to also regarding to gross margin. So you mentioned about multiple reasons to drag down the gross margin in fourth quarter last year. And I'm wondering is that, for example, if we excluding the solar business impairment loss, what would be SMT business gross margin in fourth quarter last year, and also what's your expectation on SMT business gross margin in this year?
I have highlighted a possibility at the group level, it pulled down our gross margin by 1.6% in Q4. So I would say if you translate this into only the SMT segment, so it pulled down the SMT segment gross margin in Q4 by around 3%. Slightly more than 3% because of also the other restructuring costs around that level, around 3% level. Yeah.
Thank you. And our next questions come from Li Ping Huang from CICC. Please go ahead.
Okay. Thank you to take my question. So the first question is about your first quarter outlook. So you are guiding for a flat or rebound slightly Q&Q on the booking. So can you share some color, so by the three segment or by the applications like the semi and the CIS and the LED? So do you think a similar flattish or some other, like some segment that decline or rebound faster than others? Thank you.
We expect typically at the beginning of the year, we expect stronger booking for CIS, while traditionally in the last quarter of the year or towards end of the year, booking for CIS traditionally weak. So we still expect this pattern to happen, although overall 2019 will be a more challenging year. So we expect in Q1 higher booking from CIS. So comparatively, the IC discrete equipment booking and the LED booking may be slightly to be fact to slightly come down, that kind of situation. So overall for the back-end equipment, we expect actually there's a chance the booking will go up compared Q on Q, while you can expect the others may be for SMT segment will be probably at a similar level of booking compared to Q4.
Thank you. And our next questions come from Kana Wong from CS Hong Kong. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my questions. WK, I would like to chat with you on your outlook on a full year basis, like because CIS, we probably will expect a slightly better demand from the first half. I mean, the booking is still higher than the other segment, but looking into the full year basis, do you expect that some demand like from the multicam or some like DD sensing or AR feature to come in later this year? And what's your expectation in full basis? That's the first question. The second question is about the gross margin trend in 2019, because the beginning, the first quarter seems a bit weak in terms of gross margin due to lower revenue forecast. But in a full year base, do you think that the advanced packaging that could help offset the weaker sales in the other business segment and also the next issue like from SMT contributions? The third question is about the dividend policy. Would you maintain the continuous, like the incremental, increase in the dividend in 2019?
Okay, thank you. For the booking forecast for the full year, a little bit difficult to really have a good visibility at this point of time. In particular, I would say generally the sentiment in the semiconductor industry is still quite cautious. I think people are really watching closely the development of the trade war between USA and China to adjust their own business policy individually. So as of this point of time, customers tend to give us a fairly conservative guidance, you know, on their business. So, however, we, as I mentioned, this industry used to work in such a mode that everybody lack of a long-term visibility. So we don't take that as a final at this point in time. I think the overall, we start the year with CIS booking still comes back compared to Q4 last year. That's a good sign. However, we do not expect CIS booking to be as strong as the first half of last year. First half last year, actually, CIS booking was pretty strong. Okay. There's also a factor leading us to believe overall on a full year basis, CIS business may not be as strong because of the 5G conversion. We noticed that people are expecting 5G phones to come out probably this year, later part of this year. I think that may have an effect of holding back some of the desire to change to a new generation of smartphone. People will take a way for the newer generation phones to come. So overall, we try to be a little bit more conservative on this. However, advanced packaging continued to be strong. Of course, after a round of very strong booking from some of our customers in 2018, and in particular towards the second half of 2018, how sustainable will be this booking momentum in 2019? We still have to watch. Advanced packaging still comparatively in the early stage of industry development for many of our customers. For the gross margin, we don't see anything structurally different. The second half gross margin for the group, both for the back-end equipment and also the SMT, to a certain extent, affected by, besides of those one-off effects, affected by our decision to slow down our capacity utilization. Okay, so other than those, I actually we don't really see significant differences. I would expect cost margin comparatively stable on a full year basis. We are also putting in additional effort on cost reduction, you know, as we anticipate a more challenging year in 2019. So hopefully this cost reduction effort will be able to offset some of those weakness in the industry in 2019. On dividend policy, yes, this is our intention to continue to maintain this gradually increasing year on year. So we will try our best to adhere to that unless we really not able to do so. However, in 2019, I think we are pretty confident we should be able to continue this dividend policy.
Thank you, sir. And now next questions come from Kevin Zhang from JP Morgan. Please go ahead.
Good morning, management. Thanks for taking my question. I have two questions. First one is that one of your competitors mentioned in their conference call that they haven't seen any accelerated investments in fan-out, and the overall adoption of advanced packaging is slow. So would you please provide some more colors on what you have heard from your customers and actually the growth outlook for 2019? And the second question is, given the current industry downturn, you just mentioned some cost reduction plan. Would you please also provide more colors, especially on our company's plan on the reduction of the fixed cost? Thank you.
Okay. As I mentioned, I think overall the advanced packaging still in the early phase of the industry development. I think individual peers' performance really depends on how good is their customer coverage. For ASMPT, I think we have a pretty good customer coverage at this point of time. As we have been reporting, most of the customer engaged in the advanced packaging development actually engage ASMPT in some way or the other. So because of that, we are able to enjoy a better business at this point in time. However, I think I'm not suggesting 2019, you know, will be, we have already reached a year, there will be a high level adoption of advanced packaging. So I think it will still depends on individual end customer for us. Some of them, they are a bit faster, some of them are slower. So, however, we are pretty confident for SMPT. revenue for our advanced packaging equipment in 2019 should register a year-on-year growth compared to 2018. That one we ourselves are pretty sure because we have the orders on hand. Okay. On the downturn part, how are we going to deal with all those fixed cost reduction? Actually, since Q4 last year, we have been having a tight control on our headcount in production. Actually, the production headcount has decreased already compared to the beginning of Q4. You know, so we will continue to tighten our control of this headcount in the in our manufacturing operation. At the same time, we will only allow a very moderate headcount increase in R&D. Investing for the future is important for us. So this will be the effort we are having at this point in time.
Okay, thank you.
Our next questions come from Chris Yim from Bocom International. Please go ahead.
Oh, hi. Thank you. Thanks for taking my question. My question is still on the gross margin. I just curious to know the reason behind ending the solar business, and also how long do you expect the inventory reduction to continue, and whether because of the revenue may be slightly down this year, whether the utilization rate will remain similar to the current utilization rate. And my second question is if you can give us a breakdown 2019, since revenue may be slightly down, how do you see the back end and SMT business to perform this year? My last question is on the, you gave us the gross margin outlook. I was wondering, during the down cycle, what would be the R&D and OPEX ratio for this year? Thank you.
For the cost margin, you mentioned about the solar business charges are one off, it will not carry forward anymore in the future. And actually, after this write down, it will have a positive impact to the cost margin of the SMT group, although its contribution is relatively small, so it won't change it significantly. For this inventory reduction, we continue to carry out. However, the inventory reduction actually is really effect on the cost margin is more of because we want to reduce the inventory. So that's why we make a conscious decision to cut down our production one way. So I would say it's more the production one way. The lower production one way will lead to the this cost margin reduction. So in the first half of 2019, as I mentioned earlier, we already have exercised the effort to cut down our production headcount in China. So we expect this lower capacity utilization will have a less impact on the cost margin in the first half of this year compared to Q4 because the fixed cost has already been brought down to a certain extent. Whereas for the how we see the in 2019 the end equipment and the SMT equipment affect the business. Overall, while we expect on a full year basis revenue will register likely to register a year on year drop. At this point in time, we believe the reduction for SMT equipment will be higher compared to the back-end equipment, partly because we have a very good year for SMT in 2018. Looking at the current industry environment and also taking into the consideration of traditionally the SMT equipment will be lagging behind the back-end equipment by one to two quarters. So even if there is any recovery in the market for the back-end equipment in the later part of the year, the SMT business unfortunately won't be able to benefit much. So that's why on a full year basis, we expect there will be a bigger drop in SMT equipment revenue, whereas a much smaller drop for the back-end equipment business, also partly because of the contribution from this advanced packaging. So overall, because of this segment revenue mix, it will have a positive impact on the group gross margin. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And our next questions come from Avalai from Citi. Please go ahead.
Thank you, WK and the management team taking our question. So I want to focus on two things. One is 2019's business mix. I think WK, you mentioned a very interesting point that you envision the bigger drop in the SMT lane than the backend. And I was wondering, do you believe actually SMT machine will have a more new order from the manufacturing in ASEAN country and also even from India? The reason I ask this question is because from the interview with a lot of assembler in the east of China, and right now they try to diversify from this geopolitical concerns. So this is the first question. I try to understand your assumption of the SMT chart bigger than backend. And the second one, I think in the backend part, actually, you also mentioned that CIS has a good booking in the first quarter. And can you also give us more color? Is because the front end, the sensor packaging, or is because the module active alignment machine? This is my two questions. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you, Arthur. Yes, you are right. We also believe comparing the semiconductor business and the SMT business is more likely the SMT customer relating to the SMT business may plan for a diversification outside China because the SMT business more related to end product, while the semiconductor business the finished good is only a component. So probably if there's the tariff effect in USA, it's more applied on the end product. So I think, yes, you are right. We are also aware customer talking about this. If they want to ship, they more likely shifting the SMT business than the semiconductor business. However, at this point in time, we thought we have not seen a massive action on this yet, okay? So we really don't go out, and if that shift happen, yes, it will benefit the SMT business as a whole because more capacity has to be installed outside China rather than people are shifting their production capacity to those equipment already installed in China to overseas. So however, yet to see that. And for the CIS business, we see a booking come back in January, but however, I will be cautious to describe as strong because compared to last year, I think as of this moment in time, our view is still they will not be as strong as last year, but at least it showed after when they start a new capex cycle, this customer continue to invest. Regarding your question, those are relating to modules, AA equipment and the assembly of this camera modules.
Hi, okay. WK, can I follow up? So, say this year, if more and more brand using the tri-cam, or even the higher spec of a camera, do you envision the sensor business, sensor packaging business, come back in the second half?
The tri-cam, still the camera, I mean the tri-cam, when you talk about the sensor business, I'm not sure which one you are referring to the 3D sensing?
CMOS image sensor?
Yes, I think the CMOS imaging sensor is our CIS business. The AA are all these for the alignment of those CMOS imaging sensor, and also the assembly equipment also for the CMOS imaging sensor.
Yeah. Sorry, I probably used a lot of time, but this is my my two cents. Because you mentioned first quarter is active alignment, right? And since there's not strong the sensor packaging. So my question is if we expect the sensor packaging business to come back later this year, do we have an upside risk in our revenue guidance?
As I mentioned, actually, the active alignment and the assembly are for the CMOS imaging sensor. So I probably did not so far not able to catch your question because they are relating to the CMOS imaging sensor. Well, when customer go to multiple camera, definitely they need more capacity, they need more alignment machine. However, when we talk to customer generally, we are of the view that because people are anticipating a 5G phone to come, so probably the desire, the consumer's desire to transform in 2019 may be affected, with this anticipation of a newer generation handheld devices will be on board soon. So people will probably wait for that, take a look at what they can offer before they decide to switch, So overall, for us and for our customer, we are a little bit conservative about the smartphone business in 2019.
Thank you, sir. And our next questions come from Simon Wu from BOA Merrill Lynch. Thank you.
Yeah. Good morning, everyone. Thank you very much. First question is, yes, everybody talking about smartphone industry saturation. Meanwhile, lots of new phones showing, higher, more and more camera, the numbers. For example, as you pointed out on page somewhere, you already mentioned the Samsung's new phone already embedded six cameras. So that should be the great business opportunity for ASMPT. But the question is, your customers already using lots of the alignment machine, modular assembly machines, well provided, well installed. The question is, if your customers want to upgrade the existing machine for triple camera module or even with the 3D sensor function within the module, do you think your customers buy the new machine or your customers can upgrade the existing machines that you have already supplied in the past, several quarters? That's the first question. Thank you.
Okay. As you point out, yes, multiple camera is definitely the trend. So we expect more and more camera perform. So when customer need to deploy more cameras perform, so they need more capacity, both assembly of the sensors and the alignment of the sensors. Okay, so they simply need more capacity. So it's not a question for them to upgrade the old equipment, but they need more capacity. The industry actually also expecting a folder camera to come in. Okay, so when the folder camera comes in, actually there will be more active alignment process. Okay, besides of align the camera, the lens module to the sensor. Now we have another additional prism, to align. So absolutely right. We are actually having a very positive view on the long term of the CIS business. But however, as I mentioned earlier, but on a short term basis, we try to be a little bit more cautious because if people are expecting many new things to come. So they may not select to have a upgrade, you know, in 2019, that may affect the short term, you know. But however, on a long term basis, I think the business potential for our CIS business is really strong. And in the announcement, we also highlight, actually, we are also working with customers beyond the smartphone segment. So we believe the other business segment, other application segment, like automotive, security monitoring, will be an interesting application market to come.
Yeah, thank you very much, sir. The last question is regarding the advanced packaging business. Seems to be quite impressive, already more than 10% of the your back-end revenue 2018, and you said year-on-year increase for 2019 despite the tough semiconductor business environment. So the question is, which, you know, machines, equipment will be more demanded? At next, any XX next, you know, company product, or more memory related for 3D, or more logic chip related? Because, you know, we are a little bit curious which area can be better than the other. Meanwhile, yes, we worry about the semiconductor industry downturn, particularly the older chip makers, more conservative guidance for the CapEx cut for 2019. Thank you.
For the this advanced packaging, actually, we have a very diversified product portfolio. However, in 2019, the end application driving the demand for advanced packaging equipment will still mainly in the advanced logic. Okay, we are working with customer on the memory. So as we highlighted in our announcement, we are developing the process together with the customer for the HBM, you know, the assembly of the HBM. So this is has not been included in our revenue forecast in 2019 yet. So while this will be when we successfully develop together with the customer, when they select us and ramp up, so this could lead to further potential in 2020 and beyond. So I think advanced packaging, advanced logic is the application driving it in 2019. So it involves equipment from Lex, certainly the ECD equipment. It involves laser. This dicing and grouping equipment from our AL side, and also the pick and paste equipment for this the die placement, you know. And as we highlighted in our announcement, and actually there's also another interesting application is the RF filter, you know. So it's just a wafer level packaging, you know, but customer need equipment to do the pack test and pack operation. And this also has been selling pretty well for us in 2018. I must still, you know, admit to you, even in 2019, we are talking about limited number of customers ramping up their production. So when the industry go into a more mature phase in time to come, I think the revenue contribution will be even higher.
Thank you. And our next questions come from Kyna Wong from Credit Suisse, Hong Kong. Please go ahead.
Thanks. Hi, WK. Wanted to chat with you on tax expenses in fourth quarter. Is this because of a high contribution from SMT and or any other reason actually cause a higher than expected tax expense?
Hi, Kyna. This is Robin. Yeah, you're
Hi.
Right. The group tax rate is sensitive to a few factors. One is the profit mix between SMT and backend. So for Q4, yes, you're right. So the SMT profit contribution is higher. So that elevated the tax rate. However, in Q4, there was also a one-off adjustment, you know, relating to the additional tax provision for prior years that we had to make. So if you take that out, the actually Q4 tax rate will come down from 40.7% to around 30% So that's for Q4, and for the full year, it will come down from 25.6% to around 21%. So that's the kind of level
based on the profit mix that we are seeing.
Thanks.
Thank you. And our next question is coming from Avalai from Citigroup. Thank you.
Thank you for taking my follow-up question. I think I follow the PowerPoint, and I think there's one slide very interesting in the page 13. You highlight that the automotive and industrial advanced to the number two and number four, respectively, in the 2018. Can you share with us what percentage of the automotive and industrial make up, and can you also give us the year-over-year rough view into the 2019? Thank you.
Okay. Now, the contribution from the automotive industry is more than 10% to the group revenue. In the 2019, in our opinion, it will continue, although there's also talks in the market, the automotive customer tend to be a little bit more cautious at this under the current economic situation. However, looking back, there's a few factors continue to make us a little bit more optimistic. Yes, the automotive industry, unlike the smartphone business, is less cyclical. Once you design in, you continue to enjoy the business for a number of years until the life cycle of that particular generation of cars ended. So looking back for the past few years, actually a lot of new design has been designed into the new generation of cars. So when this new generation of models being rolled out, so the demand for all these semiconductors will continue. So in our opinion, this will be a segment continue to grow. If you also refer to page 23, in our presentations, actually, many people has 22. Many people has predicted that automotive will surpass smartphone as the number one consumption of semiconductor devices soon. So as the content, semiconductor content per car has continuously continue to go up. So we subscribe to the same view, and we see this is going to happen not too far from now. So I think we won't be surprised one day this automotive will overtake the smartphone business as our number one application market. They are not at this point in time. I think there's still a significant gap between the mobility, communication, IT application market and the automotive electronics market for ASMPT.
Thank you, sir. And our next questions come from Donnie Tang from Nomura. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question again. So two follow-ups. One is a pretty housekeeping question. So it just simply say what kind of OPEX ratio and tax rate we should expect in 2019. And secondly, it's more like a business outlook. In the past few years, we have been through a very successful growth, mainly driven by, certain equipment like CIS business. But looking into next 1 to 2 years, which product line you would expect to have more meaningful structural growth? I'm personally thinking about SMT. As you know, lots of activities in India, camera module makers and EMS companies are building tons of new capacities in India. And I'm also wondering that when 5G comes in onto the smartphone, what kind of SMT equipment would be used for the next generation of the PCBs inside the smartphone? I'm asking is because I think in 5G the RF content will be growing, and also the battery size will be bigger, so the main board inside the smartphone will be smaller. Will that help your SMT business going into 2020? And also, as the premium smartphone vendor, they mostly upgrade the SMT products every 3 years. So is that a good way to think about SMT to be a key growth driver in the coming 1 to 2 years? Thank you.
I want to answer the tax question first. Now, if the SMT revenue for the full year come down more than the back end, so the profit mix of SMT will come down. So if that's the case, then we will expect the tax rate to be lower than 2018. So maybe high teens to 20%, that's on a full year basis for tax.
Okay.
How about the OPEX ratio?
Well, I think the OPEX ratio actually has a lot to do with the revenue. We do not have any plan at this point in time to trim down our arm size. So we will continue to maintain our investment in R&D. So I would say while we under this current challenging market environment, we exercise effort to control our costs, but we do not see on an absolute basis the OPEX spending will come down significantly. So when the revenue has comes down, so the OPEX ratio will go up. We will try to manage them as much as we can. Now, relating to your question on SMT, well, thanks for pointing out a number of key points. I think you are right. 5G could be a driver for our SMT business. Besides of the smartphone, the handset itself, actually infrastructure, 5G infrastructure is one of the major area. Well, as you're probably aware, the number of base stations for 5G significantly increased compared to 4G. Okay, so if the ratio is approximately to cover the same area, the ratio, the number of base stations, you know, for 5G is roughly 10 times that of 4G. Okay, so it will translate when people start to build up the 5G infrastructure, in our opinion, it will translate into demand for more SMT capacities. Now, when it comes to 5G handset, you are absolutely right that people have to free more space for the battery. That seems to be everybody's direction at this point in time. I think there's no surprise because the advances in battery technology is falling behind the advances, you know, of the others. So I think people just have to free up more space to deploy a larger capacity battery in a 5G phone, as 5G phone is expected to consume more powers. You talking about the RF components are more in the 5G phone. That's right. However, it may benefit more of our back-end equipment business than the SMT. The reason as I mentioned first, at the wafer level packaging, the RF filter, we already see a good demand, you know, for our back-end equipment. Furthermore, customers' direction is integrating more of this kind of RF components, particular filters, you know, band filters, into the modules, into SIPs. Okay, so as a result, the number of SMT component relating to RF may not increase so much. You know, people put it into a package. You know, a multiple filters into a package. So that may, as I mentioned, may benefit a little bit more of the back end equipment SMT business.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Our next questions come from Simon Wu from BOA Merrill Lynch.
Okay, great. Very quickly, the question to Robin, CFO. Number one, do you have any plan to announce a share buyback because of the convertible bonds could be converted into the shares maybe in a few months? And the second question is, once the $2.2 billion convertible bonds converted into the shares, so could you recap the overall dilution impact? Thank you, Robin.
At this moment, we still have a buyback plan out to May this year after the AGM. Now, we have not decided what to do after that. Now, as far as the CB is concerned, if it's fully converted, I recall should be around 5-6% dilution in terms of the number of shares.
You mean the 5 or 6% number of shares will outstanding will be increased?
Yes, if it's fully converted, yes.
Okay. Thank you very much, Robin. Appreciate it.
Maybe I supplement one point. The CB will be due by
28 March.
38 March.
Yeah.
This year.
The expiration, you mean?
Yes. Maturity.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you once again, ladies and gentlemen. To register for a question, please press star one. Once again, it's star one to register for a question. Thank you. Leonard, there seems to be no further questions at this point in time,
Yeah.
sir.
Sure. Okay. Well, I think we've had a good discussion this morning with very good questions, but I'm afraid we have to conclude the conference call now in the interest of time. Thank you very much for joining our conference call today, and we will talk to you again next time. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, everyone. This concludes your conference.